You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Okay, I realize that we are not there yet to the opening whistle of free agency on March 10th.
Correct.
Okay? I realize that, and I realize this is kind of a dead period in
yes,
the NFL.
Is.
But I am still very, very troubled, and I need now I find two Tylenol PM at night to go to sleep.
Really?
Still realizing that we don't have a quarterback.
I know.
We don't have a quarterback. I mean, it's nice that Josh McCown is visiting, okay? But we have no definition at that. Now, I realize, you know, that's easy to throw out there, but it is when you do throw it out there, that is a cold slap in the face, friends, reality-wise, that we are in a very, very stressful situation. When we're wondering if Jordan Cameron's going to come back, I'm okay. I mean, I like him. If he goes, he goes. If he comes back, it would be great, especially if they get him at the right number. And if he plays well, even the better, okay? But the fact that we don't have a – I can live with it if he doesn't come back. But if – I mean, the quarterback thing is
yes,
real.
It
even
is.
Even during these commercial breaks, I'm thinking about, you know, we don't have one.
Yeah, and I mean, don't you think it's really hard to sell, fans about the upcoming season without not only on just winning games, because I think if we go get McCown or we bring back Brian Hoyer, there's not a doubt in my mind that we're going to win some football games because both of those guys have proven it. But neither has proven to take that next step, so that next superior echelon at the quarterback position, at least thus far in their careers, to prove that they can win the big game, that they can carry a team and or win playoff games, which is the end goal of 32 organizations in the National Football League, which is to hoist that trophy every year.
See, here's the thing. At this time last year when we were sitting here, the quarterback situation was much more defined and yet much more inexperienced.
Yes, it was.
Brian Hoyer had only played a couple of games,
yes,
but we liked what he had done in Minnesota and against Cincinnati, and we kind of had a pretty good feeling that if he didn't get hurt against Buffalo, he was going to play well that night and then on and on and on.
Yes.
Okay? So we were living on the fact of two games, really. I mean, we were living off the film.
We'll live off of whatever we can get around here, can't we?
We're living off the film of two games that he played, you know, very well, and they won the games. And we were much more excited about, you know, seeing him all put back together physically and what he was going to do. And, oh, yeah, we're going to get a young quarterback at some point in the draft, whether it was going to be Manziel or Bridgewater or Bortles or any of those guys,
sure,
or Derek Carr. But, I mean, this is different. And now we're 7-9 coming in, you know, rather than 4-12. We're 7-9.
Yes.
And yet we're so much more undefined at the most critical position in the NFL, maybe in sports.
You're absolutely right, and I think also, too, is you made a great point. At 7-9, when this organization wants to take that next step and felt what it was like to be in the mix last year, you know, that the largest question mark that looms over most teams that don't win is the uncertainty at quarterback position, but yet we took a step, and to take the next, we have to go get that guy, and that's why there's so many questions around our organization right now.
And I know the conversation is good about the upcoming draft, and it's very, very, you know, it's very pertinent to say, yeah, we need a run stopper. There's no question. It would be great to get an edge rusher. But we need a quarterback.
Yes,
I mean, I'm just fascinated to see, you know, what they're going to do in these upcoming weeks when free agency starts, or, you know, if they're going to get a deal done with Brian Hoyer.
Right.
Or are they going to, you know, that ship has
wait,
sailed.
Get
and
the
I know
draft
that,
and get one through via trade, maybe.
Or has that ship sailed? And I know that hits with you today.
Yes.
but has that ship sailed? And now, okay, he's out of the picture and we're going to go get somebody else.
Yes.
And then if we go get somebody else in the draft, when do you get them?
Sure.
And when I hear, very realistically, and I think Scott Petrak is very right about, you know, 12 and 19 are definitely gone if you're going to go up. 12 and 19 are gone, plus something else.
Yes.
And then you're going to weigh the variable on what the cost is going to be. You know, and you're only going to go up and you're going to get one player, and that's
right,
going to be a quarterback.
And you've got to hit right on him,
and
too.
And you got to hit right on him.
And I think that's a little bit what's scaring, you know, maybe some Browns fans out there, is that all those avenues are open, you know, but nothing is certain. You know, we can go so many different ways, and the time period that we'll have to wait, you know, free agency, as you said, opens in a couple weeks. We could then maybe potentially wait till the draft or after the draft to see what happens. So, and I think for everybody in this building, I'm sure, for the coaches, for the fans, they want something to go off of. And right now we have nothing to go off of because right now it's all speculation about what avenue we're going to take.
And see, last year it was so different because
yes, it was.
And it was only we're dealing with a guy that had only played a couple of games,
yeah.
But we were very excited.
It felt like
about
you were locked in on him.
Yeah, and we were all buying in that, you know, he's a Cleveland guy, and he was, and he
sure.
was dying to play here.
And what he did in those couple opportunities.
I mean, Mr. Hero bought into it. Everything bought into it. I mean, everybody was on board with that. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I believe we're going to into the mailbag, right?
Yes, I believe. After further
I'm
review.
I'm sorry, after further review, we're going
We've got some good ones today.
Yeah. I'll read the format, Jason, during the break, and then I'll be much better on the other side of it as we continue on here on Cleveland Browns Daily on this Wednesday. Jim Donovan and Matt Wilhelm with you from Berea here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Everything that I see, I want your heart.